Let's sing together number 18, To God Be the Glory. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life and atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done.
It's number 18.
Oh, perfect redemption, the purchase of blood, to every believer the promise of God. The vilest offender who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon receives. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Great things He hath taught us, great things He hath done, and great are rejoicing through Jesus the Son. But purer and higher and greater will be our wonder, our transport, when Jesus we see. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son, and give Him the glory, great things He hath done. We worship You, we worship You, Lord. Hallelujah. We praise You, we exalt You, O God. We worship You, O Lord. Praise the Lord, praise His name. We thank You, O God. You are worthy, O Lord. Oh, hallelujah. We worship You, Lord. Thank You, dear God. We offer our praise to You. Oh, we worship our God. Wonderful, wonderful Lord. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise You for Your goodness, Your grace to us, oh God. We praise You for Your mercy, oh Lord, Your compassion towards us. Oh God, we thank You. We just give You all the praise and glory this morning, Lord, as we've gathered here together to exalt You, to turn our eyes towards You, and to, just to raise our hearts and our voices to magnify the King in our midst.
And we ask your help with this, dear God. We pray, Lord, if anyone here this morning is distracted or perhaps in any way burdened, that you'll lift up the hands that hang down, Lord, and we'll see the King and realize that you reign and you're in control. We thank you for that, Lord. We thank you, Lord God, this morning for, again, for the girls down in the village and the children in the cottage. Thank you that they're here. And thank you, Lord, that it's a new day for you to work in them. We pray they'll have an excellent day in you. We pray, Lord God, that not only will they enjoy the day and have fun and be active in all of the activities that are provided for them, but we pray they'll feel and sense your presence. Yeah. We pray, God, that you'll manifest yourself. Break through any kind of natural cloud or things that hinder. We pray, God, that even if it's on the beach or in the village or wherever, whatever they're doing, they'll sense the presence of God. It'll be different than at home, and they'll recognize their mind will be set on things above. You can do this. We know. We've seen it. We've experienced it, Lord, where you just work by the Holy Spirit. And then we pray for any bunk worships or meetings, whatever they're scheduled today, that they'll be anointed of the Lord. We ask this and trust you to do that, Lord. We thank you, dear God, again for the history of provision over this camp. It's truly just all to your glory and your great hand. And we thank you. We ask, God, that as we are here in your presence, you'll meet us this morning too. We need you. We desire you, dear God. We throw open our heart's door for you to work in us. Take us as we are, Lord, and make us what we ought to be. We believe you to do this. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Shall we be seated and let's sing number 15. Oh, I'm sorry, in the hymnal. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, dear God.
We praise you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, I'm so thankful that I learned to praise the Lord. And God did that for me. It's not just that I was raised in a Pentecostal church. Helped. It helped a whole lot. But I'm thankful. But, you know, I believe me, the first couple of years, maybe too many years, I sat there and stared at all the people opening and closing their mouths and raising their hands. And, you know, and it was more annoying than a blessing to me. And I remember, though, when I finally learned to worship, when it made sense to me to praise God. And it took the Holy Spirit to do that. But I like to talk about that he taught me to praise because of the victories that came into my life through worship and through praising the Lord and through giving him glory and giving him this what Hebrews calls the sacrifice of our lips. And I got so much victory from it that there was a time when I was determined to pass it on to other people. And I came to the conclusion that you can't do that. It's something the Holy Spirit has to do, that he has to work. And I remember wanting to coach people into how to into praise the Lord, like, come on now, you know, let's stand up and let's just raise our hands and, you know, just like a cheerleader. And come, God is worthy. And, you know, I exhausted myself. Because you just can't do it. So I started singing songs like, let those refuse to sing who never knew our God. That didn't work either. You know, people would say, I know God. I know you know him, but you just don't know him like I know him. That didn't help either. That wasn't good. And you know, all that cheerleading and all of my trying to, especially the young people in the front row, trying to get them to just recognize God's presence and don't you know that he's here? I realized that you can't make someone recognize God's presence. The Holy Spirit has to do that. And then I saw something that happened. And I said, oh, this is something. You know, that someone started a chorus. I forget which one it was, but they started this chorus, and we sang it, and suddenly, you know, pastors are allowed to peek. Let's just get that straight. You know, one eye open, slant, you know, squint, check like this. Except for Brother Bob Collis. He just sit on the, he had big blue German eyes, and he would just sit up there going, hallelujah, like that. How would you like that? Whenever he came to Kingsburg, it was hallelujah. Yeah, of course you're like, so I surrender all, because he was watching us. You know, you couldn't get away with anything. But, you know, I remember looking when that chorus went out, and it was so in the Holy Spirit, I couldn't believe it, that these kids that I had been trying to cheerlead, they were caught up in the Spirit of the Lord, raising their hands and caught up in the presence of Christ. You know, it's so nice when God does it, when God awakens a heart to praise. He did that for me. I'm going to tell the story because I like to tell it. That's the only reason. But I had to experiment with this praise business. You know, I had to see. And I said, is this, what is this, Lord? Because I felt it in my heart to worship. Now, you could look at me, because I'm not going to make you worship, okay? Don't worry, I'm not going to. But I you know what? I said, I got to find out if this worship thing is all that it's cracked up to be. Because I was in a church where a lot of people were doing this. So I decided one day when no one was home, you know, that I would try worship, experiment with it. Have you ever done that? Well, I'm the only nut in this can. And I decided that that no one was home, and I said, I'm gonna start worshiping the Lord out loud here. Like that says in the Bible, like that from the Psalms to Revelation, praising the Lord. And you know what I started doing was I started walking around the coffee table and going, Lord, I praise you. I worship you, Lord. Just like that. And Lord, I just give you the glory. And then I would check out the window, you know, make sure nobody came home. Didn't want them to think I was a fanatic. And I did that a few times, just really with all sincerity, worshiping the Lord. God, I praise you. And you know what? I felt the Lord's presence. And I felt the Lord's presence, that was all. You know? Tell my Baptist friend, I didn't go crazy. Or anything, see visions. I'm always teasing him. Yeah, I just felt the Lord's presence. He inhabits the praises of his people. And I just want to thank God. That was the beginning of Keith Schneider finding real victory in my soul over things that were real traps in my life. So I like to advertise about praise. I like to, that's what we do here. And I still fall into cheerleading a little bit. You know how it is. You ever come across something really good in the store? You get it, right? And it's like, man, this is awesome. You tell everybody about it, whether they're interested or not. You don't care. How many times have I come across, I like new technology. And I've come across it. I've sat with people and I've said, you got to see this thing. This thing can record. He's the only one who pays attention to me. Because he likes it too, and we could talk like that, and people would be like, well, not the least bit interested. I'll just keep talking about it because I'm excited about it, you know, and I'll pretend they're listening. Well, that's how I feel about praise. That's how I feel about worship. When you've come across something that gives you such freedom, you have to celebrate it, right? You have to speak about it. Well, there, I said it because I wanted to. And I feel good about myself. You guys. I hope I believe some of you will get it. You'll worship him. You'll praise him. You know, when God removes by the Holy Spirit the scales off your eyes, and you really, really, really recognize that Christ is here, there's only one response to such majestic presence. And that's praise. It's the only response. And that's what happened to me. That I sense why the King is here. And what a difference that makes. I'd like us to sing number 10. I began with this song, sort of. A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark, never ending. I remind you, as I mentioned, that it... That little word that he speaks about, Martin, a lot of folks have a lot of different ideas of what Martin Luther meant. What is that little word that will fail the enemy? And that word Martin Luther wrote was liar. The enemy is a liar. And keep that in mind. It makes a big difference in the song. Let's stand again and we'll sing this.
Lord.
Your kingdom is forever, O God. And we're thankful, Lord, that you have called us into that kingdom. And we pray, O, as you taught us to pray, that thy kingdom will come and thy will be done on earth. We lift up our country at this time, Lord, in this 4th of July weekend. O God, mend our every flaw, we pray. We ask, Lord, you'll meet us. O God, we don't want to get... We don't want our faith to get daunted. We, the people of God, want to believe that you'll work and you'll move. And, Lord, that you'll cause a revival to come through this land, a real awakening. Lord, as we pray for our land, we particularly pray for the church in America. God, help us to hit our knees and to cry out and to call upon God. Lord, we talk enough around the water cooler and here and there. We pray, God, that you'll help us to talk to you about our country. We pray, God, that we'll turn and repent where we have failed, where we have fallen, Lord, and we'll return to our first love here in this land. Oh, God, we pray that you'll so move in the church in America. Everyone, we pray, Lord, that we'll forsake and abandon our denominational names and come to Jesus Christ in a mighty way. We trust you to do this, Lord. We ask God particularly for those who are in authority, that they won't have their strength in their own independence, but rather, once again, call upon the God who founded this land. We ask this, Lord, and believe you to do it. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Shall we be seated? Oh, sure, absolutely.
Thank the Lord for your ministry. This is our last meeting with Brother Keith. And I would like to thank the Lord for his ministry, which of course connects to all of us, old and young alike. I remember when Keith was in the winter program here. Would that be, how long ago would that be?
Almost 32 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
I think you
and
were
that
40.
Was before, I was going to say 40. That was a long time ago. I was privileged to come up here at that time. And I have to say one thing about Keith and his finding a soulmate. He conducted himself in a very proper way. For the longest time, no one even knew what was going on, right, Brother Keith?
That's right. I didn't even.
you kept it. But Keith was an example in that respect, as far as nothing gushy outwardly, and whatever they had between them was very private and spiritual, and it was an example. And so I'm thankful for that, and I'm thankful for the growth that we can observe in you from that time until now, how the Lord is using you in New Jersey and here at camp, and we thank you for your ministry very much. I would also like to call attention to the staff about our devotional. I hope they used to put us on the spot. Brother Gordon would put us on the spot. Did you read? Did you pray? But we don't believe in doing that anymore. So I'm not going to embarrass you. But this is the first Friday, Let Jesus Reign. And there are three people mentioned on this day. Pearl Young, Hans Walfogel, and Caroline Gardner. Caroline Gardner was the wife of the first director here. She was a very spiritual woman. Some would consider her unapproachable, but she was really quite friendly and approachable. And Elsie Summer knows her well. She was very popular with the young gals at that time. But I remember when she died, this was rather comical, when she had indicated that I should be playing the organ at that time. And one of the first meetings, Brother Keith mentioned Roy Gray. He was a very stately, he was a professor at one of the Bible schools. And I'll never forget, he got up, he was over there, and he was eulogizing Sister Caroline. And he said, "Oh, Sister Caroline, when I look at that organ, I say, oh, where is Sister Caroline?" Of course, that made me feel very good. But I know how he meant that, because she played in the spirit, and she was a wonderful musician and a real woman of God. And her quote is, "Jesus wants us to experience the fullness of the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, so that his love flows freely and we radiate the spirit of Christ." Hans Weilfogel, you know, he was the founder of this camp. It was his vision in the late 1930s to send his Sunday school kids up for a place of camping. For camping, he sent Brother Gordon Gardner and Charles Andrews. And they camped on, that was the time of the war, and so you could get rental properties very cheaply on Lake George. And so Brother Andrews and Brother Gardner went to Lake George, and they had, for several years, they had camp meetings, and then the girls got jealous, and they wanted to come too, so then the girls came. And then the war ended, and the properties on Lake George were very expensive, and so they thought it was time to look for property of our own, and that's how eventually they came to Brant Lake. That's a long story, I won't tell you that. But that's Hans R. Weilfogel. He was the founder of the Ridgewood Fellowship and of this camp, and his quote is, "When you love Jesus and he is within you, he is your life. How simple just to let go and let God." And the third and final quote is by Pearl Young. I think someone mentioned her recently. She was I forget her denomination, but it wasn't Pentecostal. I think the Christian Missionary Alliance. And she was a veteran missionary to China and loved the Lord, was active in the Lord, actually had a very hair-raising story where she was captured and... At any rate, she was seeking for something more. She loved the Lord. She was a fine, by all standards, a fine Christian. She was seeking something more. And she happened to come into the Ridgewood Fellowship, into the church, and she realized, this is what I've been looking for. And she sought the baptism. She was wonderfully filled with the Holy Spirit. She cooked here at camp. For many years, and then she went to Taiwan. It was called Formosa at the time. The island of Formosa became Taiwan, and she was a missionary there for many years. And her quote is, "Oh, the wonder of the grace and love of the faithfulness of God. He waits to give himself to every seeking heart. When Jesus comes to a soul, he comes to take up his reign, fulfilling the great purpose of God, expressed in the words, conformed to the image of his Son." So those are the quotes for today. Young people, don't forget your devotional. These are wonderful quotes. And again, thank you, Brother Keith, for your faithful ministry to the Lord. We enjoyed having you here, and we trust that we will show our appreciation by following, heeding the words that you have brought us every day. God bless you, brother.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Can we pray for Brother Keith?
Yes, let's do that.
You know, you told us that story about Dr. Gray so many times. Would you like to sit in your chair and just a few will come around?
Well, sure. I'll never deny prayer. I'm no Dr. Gray, but...
Some come and
thank you, Lord.
And come, Tim. Young people, if you want to pray with Brother Keith.
I'll thank you. Thank you, dear. Thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, dear.
Dear Lord, we thank you for this man. Lord, we thank you for his ministry, Lord. We thank you for the background that you've given him. You allowed him to see many things, Lord, things in the Spirit, Lord. And now, Lord, we're asking you to greatly increase his ministry, Lord. Increase your ministry within him.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Lord, your life is flowing within him. Your life has touched his life. Your blood has come and is part of his life, Lord. Now, Lord, we ask you to break open that fountain in a greater way, Lord. You know, coming up here and ministering for a week at camp, that takes some effort. But he has a whole year ahead of him back at home, Lord. Trials and difficulties and needs in the congregation, needs in his life, Lord, needs in relationships, needs in his family, among his children, Lord. Lord, we just pray that you would pour out your grace, pour out your blessing, Lord.
Hallelujah.
That it would not just be the word. He knows the word, Lord. Now open up the meaning, open up the power of that word, Lord. Let his life be a shining beacon of that word.
Yes,
of that
Lord,
life, Lord
Jesus.
Give him a fresh filling of the Spirit, Lord. We ask you, that, even as he drives back home, Lord, that you would be filling him, that you would be touching him, that you would be ministering to him in a deep way. Lord, we don't even know what to ask for, but we ask that you do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you so much for Pastor Keith, Lord. You know, Lord, after meeting him, I'm starting to realize that these Pentecostal ministers are all right. You know? Thank you so much for what he's blessed my life, Lord, and for his messages that he's
yes,
given
Lord,
us, Lord.
Yes, Lord, Jesus.
And you say, I pray.
Hallelujah. Lord, we pray that we will experience, all of us, through Keith's ministry, a greater desire to serve you and to love you, Lord. We pray that you would work in Keith, work in all our ministers, allow the gifts of the Holy Spirit to become evident in this fellowship, Lord. We pray that you would do this for Keith. Lord, somehow we desire to be more Pentecostal. We desire more to be Spirit-filled and Spirit-led. And so we pray, Lord, that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will become evident in our fellowship and in this man. For Jesus' sake, we ask this. Amen.
Father, we do want to thank you for this family.
Yes, Lord.
For his wife, children, Lord. Father, we pray that you will continue to keep your hand upon them. Lord, I pray that you will draw them closer and closer to
yes,
you
Lord.
On a daily basis, Lord.
Thank you.
And Father, I pray that our brother will see the evidence of the Holy Spirit working and keeping his family, Lord. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Oh,
thank you, dear.
Yesterday, today, forever, Jesus is the same. All may change, but Jesus never glory to his name. Thank you for your prayers. I appreciate them. I'm thankful for the privilege of being here at camp. Sometimes just, you know, I appreciate your prayers. Sometimes I'm stretched too thin, but the Lord is always faithful. I was thinking, Brother Paul, wasn't Sister Pearl healed mightily too?
Yes.
What, right? At camp, right?
Yes.
She had a tumor. I mean, I was thinking of that too, how God came and healed her. We need to hear that too, because God touches us, right? Body, soul, and spirit. And I'm sorry for this, but I remember, it's so vivid in my memory. Brother Gardner said, well, you'll have to go over. And he was so excited you were coming. Go over. You were in Shepherd's Coat. It was my job to bring you to supper. I felt so privileged. That's how I knew you were 40, because Brother people were asking about, and he said, well, I think he's about 40. So that's how. Anyway, just one of those memories. And we were happy to have you, too. Anybody. I don't know what the program. Any guest was great.